of answering Amen. Well, really, we saw the Mishnah Berurah yesterday, but listen to this. So the Aruch HaShulchan says as follows. Again, this is Sif Aleph, in Os Aleph in Reish Tes Vav. So the Aruch HaShulchan says as follows. Shomea Echa Mi Sosh Mevarech. Someone here is a Jew making a bracha. Eis a bracha, whatever bracha may be. Afilu lo shama kol bracha ela sofa. You only heard the end of the bracha, right? We saw that. Some say you have to hear Hashem's name. And the Machaber says, even if you just heard it, shak on the abivaro. Chayav lanos amen. You're obligated, right? We saw that yesterday. You're obligated to answer amen to that bracha. Afilu hu eino chayav bebracha zu. And even if you're not, the person who's answering amen is not obligated in that bracha, right? Well, like the case, you don't want to drink any soda. You fulfill the mitzvah lulav, whatever the case may be. You're obligated, people don't realize, you're obligated to answer amen. Now listen to this. Masa be'echa mi'agdolim. And there was a case with a gadol, Shalomad Eitzel Rabbo, that he was studying by his teacher, by his Rebbe. And he says, v'tinok echad achal pira. And there was a kid in his Rebbe's house, and the kid made a bracha on a fruit. And the kid, you know, didn't say it quietly. The kid said it out loud, as you're supposed to. And the gadol, the person who was visiting, didn't answer amen to the kid's bracha. The Rebbe got very angry at him. And he treated him like he's a lower level of excommunication. And later on, he made up with him and how does the Talmud has a student who was a gadol, right? He's visiting another person. But this, the student, so to speak, is referred to as a gadol. So they made up, and the Rebbe forgave him, only under one condition. But often sheyidrosh l'chol ha'olam, because the student, in other words, the gadol, the great person, goes home and explains to people, darshans to people, kama gadol ha'onesh me'hashomea bracha ve'ino ona amen. How great is the punishment if someone hears a bracha and doesn't answer amen? V'sipalo ma'asa nora b'inyan zeh. And he told him an incredible story, a scary story about this. And in the prefaces, the Aruch HaShulchan says it was the Lavush, the famous Lavush, brings this whole story in his introduction to the Lavush. So the Aruch HaShulchan finishes. U'bavad zeh, and not only this, but this is very famous. You might have heard this from me, but this is where it's brought down. Reish Tes Vav, Sif Aleph in the Os Aleph in the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says not only that, but also when you hear a Mishaberach, right? So in a lot of places, not so much here, but in a lot of places, you know, in there's an Aliyah on Shabbos, there's a Mishaberach, so everybody's talking, you can't hear the Mishaberach, right? But the Aruch HaShulchan says also when they make a mishaberach la'ach le'echad for someone, nachon lanos amen. You should answer amen after the mishaberach. Now listen to this. Look what he says. Brings it down from the Magen Avraham. Uvezeh mekayim mitzvah ve'ahatul re'echa kamocha. If you answer amen after a mishaberach, so then you get a mitzvah saseh for ve'ahatul re'echa kamocha. So right now, right? Satelim, Mehemeshbecha, all those names. So, you know, you think about that. If you answer Amen after that Mishaberach that we just made, or again, after an Aliyah, whatever Mishaberach, the Aruch HaShulchan is saying that you get a mitzvah from the Torah. I heard somebody explain this. In other words, like, you know, unfortunately, people don't listen to Mishaberach a lot unless they have know somebody who's sick, right? If somebody knows, if Chas V'Shalom, it's your relative who's sick, so then you listen to me. But imagine what a level it is that Baruch Hashem, nobody's sick in your family. And you listen to a Mishaberach, and you hear the names, and you answer Amen. Somebody you don't know. Somebody you have no clue about. That's a high madrega. That's really something. So Baruch HaShulchan saying, Taka, it's if you do that, it's a mitzvah saseh. So mitzvah, it's a positive mitzvah. And as mentioned before, as we saw yesterday in the Mishnah Berurah, therefore the Aruch HaShulchan says the harachamans in benching, right? After Al Yechasreinu, harachaman yimelech aleinu lomboi, harachaman yishbor alein maratzavareinu, harachaman, right? All those harachamans, like I said, I don't know if you see it so much anymore. I remember in the old days when I was a kid, so the old man, you know, a child showed us. So somebody would bench mezumin, and they would get to the harachamans. The old man used to, they waited, harachaman yimelech aleinu, amen, harachaman yishbor, right? Mr. Carroll and the people older than him, Olashom. So they used to answer amen. So like I said, I don't know, maybe I guess we're too busy now, or maybe people don't know halacha. So, but here it is, very interesting. And again, besides the story, the other thing that's important is that it's a famous Aruch HaShulchan, that you answer amen to a Misha Berach, you get a mitzvah saseh, got a positive mitzvah from the Torah, of Atol Recha Kamocha. Amazing. Yeah, so let's just pick up in the Mechaber, although it's running a little late, but let's see a little of the Mechaber. Okay, the second line of the Mechaber. Avol im hayam avarcha bikoris. If the person who's making the bracha is a heretic, okusi, or akusi, you know, there was a sect of people called the kusim, or o tinok, or a little kid, right? O haya gadol, or it was even an older person, but this is another case. Vishina memapea habracha. He didn't say the bracha the way it's supposed to be said. He changed the lingo. So in all those cases, again, an apikores, a kusi, a tinok, a child, an older person who's not any of those things, but he changed the bracha. Ein onem ma'akrav amen. You don't answer amen. Okay? So mitzvah Hashem after Shabbat on Sunday, we'll get into. So obviously you know what the question is, right? What do you mean? Yeah, one of the cases was a tino, was a child. But you just said that story was that there was a kid who made a bracha. Mm-hmm. And the guy got into trouble because he didn't answer amen. So what's the deal with that? And also, mentioned, we'll get into a very interesting Mishnah, a very famous Mishnah Berurah, about saying Hashem's name if you're just practicing, if you're studying. Or it could be, again, you're studying how to do a bracha, learning how to daven. Or it could be that you're learning Gemara, right? So there's a pasuk or whatever, right? Those type of you're practicing out of lane, right? Those type of things. So that's here. Okay, we'll see about that in a session.